I love the Lord this morning. How good He is. I hope this will help you today. Revelations chapter 1. It's where we're going to be in the Word of God. We want to be a help to you this morning. I've wallered this message around all week and asked God, what do you want, Lord? Show me what you want. And I hope that I can give you what He has shown me. Try to help you this morning. Revelations chapter 1, let's stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servant things which must shortly come to pass, and He sent signs it by the angel unto His servant John, who bare record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ of all things that he saw. I underlined and put in parentheses this next verse. Blessed is he that readeth, and he that heareth the words of this prophecy, and keep these things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Brother Greg Collins, that's a blessing on the message. Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. You can be seated. Verse 4, John, to the seven churches which are at Asia, grace be unto you, peace from Him, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are from His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His blood. I don't think y'all got that. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. It hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He cometh, the Bible says, with clouds, and every eye, listen to me, shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. I like the red letters that are wrote down here. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Let me read that again. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, I feel good in the house of the Lord. I feel stirred up this morning. As a part of an introduction, I thought about this message. I want to tell you, before you can understand the Word of God, these three things you got to understand before you can read it. You got to know who's talking, who He's talking to, and what they're talking about. If you're going to understand Scripture in any way, these three things you must know. Who's talking, who He's talking to, and what they're talking about. And I'm glad to tell you this morning, we find out that John is talking in this chapter. Who's he talking to? He's talking to us, amen, is who he's talking to. And what are they talking about? He's talking about the coming of Christ, amen, is what he's talking about. And I love to talk about, preach about, sing about, shout about the coming of the Lord, amen, because it's going to happen just about any time for the children of God. Boy, I love the presence of God. He gave me this message, and it's a simple title that you shouldn't forget. The title of this message is, Get Ready ready, get ready, get ready, amen. He's coming again real soon. We need to get ready. If you're here today and you're not ready, I got good news. You can be ready before you leave this building today. You can be ready. You can get things fixed up and made up. Number one, the first thing that you're going to have to know getting ready to leave out of this life, the Bible says ye must be born again. And what do? When we tell people to be born again, we like to give them scriptures. I love to give them John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Can I get a witness this morning? That whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It don't stop right there. I like the next verse. He said, for God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Not through Allah, not through Buddha, not through money and prestige. But he said, through him, amen, is the only way men's going to get from here to glory. I tell you what, I was sitting at the house studying this message, and I was like, I'm going to have to go down to the church house and just have me a practice run. I tell you what, I'd preach in my study and I'd walk back and forth as God gave me this message. He said, Gary, you better get ready. Get ready. I'm coming again. I'm telling you all this morning. This may seem like something we do every single week, but we're going to have the last service one of these days. We're going to sing the last song one of the. I'm going to preach the last message one of these times, and we're going to move out of here, amen, to this place that's called heaven. Are you ready? Are you ready? The Bible says you must be born again. I'm talking about getting ready, making preparations. How do you get ready? Well, I thought you know me, I love illustrations. I thought I'd bring one this morning. I done went and got my bags packed this morning. I got them all packed up, and I'm ready to go this morning. Spiritually speaking, I've got it all ready. I'm ready to move out of here. Should he call today, amen. I got my backpack, my clothes packed. I've got everything ready. I'm spiritually ready to move out into a better place when God calls me out of here. Why, I know I'm born again. I know I'm ready to go. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready this morning? Number two, if we're going to be ready, we're going to have to do some studying. We're going to have to study to show ourselves approved unto God. It's what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Not what grandma said and papa said, and not because they believed it all their life, and that's the way we're going to do it. But you better have the right stuff in your backpack. You better get in the word of God and study and find out what is true for you and know that it's the word of God. And when you find out that it's the truth, you need to stand on it. Amen. So that God can bless your life. We need to study and get ready. Are you with me this morning? We need to get ready. Anything that's holding you down and holding you back, you ought to take it off. If it's binding you and holding you, you ought to take it off. So I thought this coat's binding me up. I'm going to take it off this morning. But I'm still ready. I still got things packed up and ready. I ain't giving up. Amen. I'm going to be ready to go when he calls. So I'm studying, and I'm ready to do what God wants me to do. In the moment, I tell you what, the portion of Scripture that teaches us that we ought to be able to give a man an answer for the reason, the hope that's within us. As children of God, you need to be ready to give a man an answer when he asks you a question. Well, how can I go to heaven? How can I get to this place you're talking about called heaven? Maybe you're not a Bible scholar. Maybe you don't know Scripture inside and out. But I would study John 3:16. It'll cover the whole base, amen. He'll say, well, explain John 3:16. I'm glad you asked me. He says, for God so loved everybody, the whole world, that he gave his only son, amen, to die for somebody like you and somebody like you. He died for us all, amen. He gave his life for every single one of us. And we wouldn't have to go to this place that's called hell. And you can tell him that. He's prepared a place for you. And all you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And he'll save your soul, amen. And you won't have to worry about it. You'll be packed up, ready to go, ready to move out of here. That ain't a hard thing to do. That ain't a hard thing to tell somebody. These kids understand this backpack. They pack one every day in school. Put them books in it. I've watched Emily carry a backpack and it looked like it's dragging to her knees. There'd be so many books in it. Why? She's studying, trying to make something of herself. Some of you all in college, you're studying, trying to make something yourself. You want a better life. That's good. That's what you ought to do. You ought to try to prepare. You ought to want a better life. I try to teach Emily that I want her to do better in life than I've done. I want her to have more than I've had. I want life a little easier for her than it has been for me. We should want that for all of our children. But I'll tell you what I do want. I want life a little easier for all of us. So I'm going to tell you this morning how you're going to do it. You better get ready, amen. He's coming again. Get packed up. Get everything together and be looking, because any moment he's fixing to show up. Spiritually, this is what you ought to look like. You should have your backpack on ready to go. Is it that close? Yes, it's that close this morning. Number two, we need to pray. We need to pray. I don't want to get ahead of myself. We need to pray. Not only do we need to study, we need to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, the Bible says in three small words, I love it, pray without ceasing. How do you do that? You wake up and you talk to the Lord. As you go through your day and everything you do, you talk to the Lord. You pray and ask God to help you. I don't care what you're doing. Lord, I'm ready. I'm trying to get ready. I'm praying. Lord, you sit down at the breakfast table, pray over your food. When you go to work and you're on your way to work and somebody cuts you off and about run you over the hill and you didn't run over the hill and God kept you and spared you from that, thank God for that. And when you go into the workplace and somebody's giving you a hard time, ask God to help you, that you could be a witness to them, and maybe that'll change their ways and you won't be like that anymore. You can ask God, pray. There's power in prayer. Can I get a witness this morning? I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have people praying for me. We can see that in Scripture where Jesus prayed all night long in the garden. Who was he praying for? You and I. Christ himself even prayed. 1 Timothy 2:8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath, and without doubting. When you pray, is your prayer repetitious? Does it just really don't mean anything to you? You just pray in a way like, well, Lord, or do you really go to God in prayer? I promise you, if you get really sick, or your children get really sick, your prayer life will increase 200%. But now when I get sick or somebody else gets sick, you say, Lord, bless them, and we'll go right on. Lord, bless them, go right on. Are you guilty this morning? I'll hold both hands up because I'm guilty. Or do you really go into your prayer closet and say, God, I'm praying right now that you touch sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. They really need an intervention from you, God. They're really hurting in their body. They really need a touch from you. And Lord, I'm asking you right now that you touch them and you get in travail for them in prayer. How many times has it been since you prayed like that? I'm talking about getting ready now. That's what this is all about, getting ready. Getting ready. Getting ready. I'm glad a long time ago, 36 years ago, I went to an old-fashioned altar, started getting ready. Got things packed up, got ready to go. So now, not only do we need to study and pray, and don't stop there. We got to be a witness. We got to be a witness of what God is doing in our lives. Now, a lot of us are good witnesses the bad way. Brother Greg, how you doing? Oh, my back is killing me. My head's a-killing me. I've had an awful week. My car's broke down. My dog's died. And my best parakeet fell out of the cage and broke its beak. And all this stuff has happened. Why is this? Oh, woe is me. How bad it is. That's the wrong witness. Now, I know all this stuff been going on with him. And I say, Brother Greg, how you doing? Man, I'll tell you what. I'm blessed. God is blessed. He's good. We're doing good. God has helped us and blessed us. And I'm thinking, I just heard about everything you've been through. Somebody else told me she was having a, but it's all right. God is good. That's the kind of witness that we need to be. 9.5 out of 10 people don't want to hear you're a bad witness. I only got one amen out of that. They want to hear positive stuff. I want to hear positive stuff. And yes, I do want to hear when something's going on in your life so I can pray for you. But it shouldn't be like that every time we talk, no matter how bad life is. I'm talking about getting ready so people can see that you're getting ready to move out of here. You know when we really see when people are ready to move out when they're dying? You go to the bedside and, you know, maybe they've made a lot of money in their life and they've had great success and they've had wonderful children. They've grown up and been successful and they've been blessed all of their life. And we'll go to the bedside and they've got things fixed up. And I'll say, how you doing? Well, I'm getting ready to move on and see Jesus. How many times you went to the hospital and try to be a blessing to somebody and they end up being more of a blessing to you than you are to them? That's happened to me a lot. And they're ready then. But you know what? We should be like that before then. We should be like that all the days of our life. You know, when I see one, Brother Dennis, how you doing? Well, I'm doing good, Brother Gary. God's blessed me. Well, you just went through knee surgery, and I heard you're having a hard time. It's all right. God's helping me through it. I'm doing fine. And that's what you want to hear. That's what you want to see. I talk to people that's got cancer real bad. How you doing, brother? I'm doing fine. Well, I heard it was real bad. Well, I'm fixing to move out of here. Be with the Lord. It'll be all right. That's being a witness for Christ. That's how you affect people's lives, to make them think about Christ. They start seeing this spiritual backpack that you got on. They start seeing that you're ready to move out of here instead of stay here. I tell y'all, I didn't come here to stay. I'm fixing to get ready to move out of here. Now, whether he comes and takes me through the rapture or I die out in this life, one way or the other, I'm moving out of here. And guess what? You are too. Every single one of us have an appointment that we're going to make. I got a lot of appointments, a lot of things planned, a lot of things I want to do. There's one appointment I'm not going to miss. And that's when he calls. I'm going to move out of here. Now one day we're going to stand before God. And when we stand before him, there's going to be some standing there prepared and ready to meet the Savior. And there's going to be other ones standing there and they're going to be stripped down to nothing. They won't have this with them. There'll be nothing there. And the Scriptures talked about that our works will be tried by fire out of his own eyes. And everything that's been done through to the perfect will of God and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit will be there as gold. And there will be others that will be hay and stubble. Everything you've done for vainglory, everything you've done for yourself, every time that you neglected to do what God has asked you to do will be in the hay and stubble. And one day after a while, when your works are tried by fire and it's all burnt, we'll see what's left then. There'll be nothing left. Yes, they'll enter into heaven with nothing. They'll be stripped down before God. Their witness was no good. Their walk was no good. Yes, they were saved. And yes, they got to go in. But they'll have nothing to lay at the feet of Jesus. One day after a while, I want to get there and I want to take my works that are tried by fire and I want to walk up to the Savior. I want to walk up and say, Lord, I didn't do much, but what I did, Lord, here it is. And I want to lay it down, Lord, right at your feet, Lord. And I want to give it to him there and say, Lord, there it is. It ain't much, but I want to lay my crown at the Master's feet. And I know that day he'll be honored by that. He'll be pleased by that. But I'm going to tell you this morning, you better get ready. It's fixing to happen. We're fixing to move out of here just any minute. I don't know if you'll go by the grave or we'll go by the rapture, but whatever God wants, that's exactly the way we're going to go. I'm telling you this morning, get ready. He's coming. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready? Should the Lord call today? Number four, we need to worship. We need to worship this morning. How do we worship? When you hear the truth, Say amen. When you feel the presence of God, lift your hand. When you know God is in the place, exhort Him and say, yes, Lord, I want to worship You. Lift up holy hands and bless Him in the sanctuary. Why? Because He's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. We need to worship Him while there's breath in our body. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Are you in truth this morning? You need to read that scripture. We can worship Him as young people. We can worship Him as middle-aged people. We can worship Him as older people. All ages can worship the Lord. No matter who you are, you can worship the Lord. I've told you time and time and time again, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. A lot of times, you know, I feel like the preacher's got to prime the service up. If a preacher's all excited, we're excited. But if he ain't excited, we're just going to sit there. You know, the service is not in me. It's in you. It's in you and you and you. It's in all of you guys. It's all together. We're in this thing together. Why? Because we're getting ready. Brother John, we're getting ready. Fixing to get to move out of here for too long. I hope it. You get to finish school and do everything that you got planned and God just bless you. I mean, and you'll be a multi-billionaire. Because when you do, I'm coming to see you. And it'll be wonderful. And we got goals and ambitions, and Brother John's got dreams that he's dreamed about his whole life. And I believe God's going to bless that and going to help him. Why? Because he's put the Lord first in his life. Over in, I believe it's Matthew 7:11, he said it pleased him to give his children good gifts. And we'll seek him first in our life. In Matthew 6:33, he said all these other things will be added unto us. So we got to put him first. I'm talking about getting ready now. That's what I'm talking about. So we got to study. We got to pray. We got to be that witness that God has called us to be. And we got to worship. We need not be ashamed, brethren, sister. Don't be ashamed of what God has done. I appreciate Sister Frieda, her testimonies. I love her testimonies. And several of you others that testify, I love it. But we can all testify. We can all testify. All the way back here in the back, all the way up here in the front, we can testify. Has God not been good this week? Has God not met every need you had this week? You're breathing, ain't you? You ought to lift your hands and say, God has been good. God has been good. Has He been good to anybody over here? He's been good, ain't He? Everything that you went through this week, God's been there, ain't He? All these youngins you're taking care of, has God not been good? You ought to be shouting and running around this place. How good God's been. Got a house full of youngins. That's good. Lord's blessed her. Thinking about all of you all. I look over your lives all week long and I think about how good God has been to every one of you. And I draw strength off of that. And that makes me want to go that much further. And continually makes me want to keep going on. Keep going on. You know the devil's always trying to do something. Oh, come here, Brother Mark. I might as well use you this morning. Put this on. Now, I know Mark's been ready a long time. We've labored in the vineyard together, and we fought the devil together, and we've been beat up quite a bit together. And we've been down a few rows together. But you know, I've stood on the stage with this man for years. But I knew if the Lord was the call, we was ready. We was ready. But even being ready, the devil's constantly doing this to him. But if you'll notice, he won't let go. No matter how bad it gets, you know, he ain't going to let go. He's like, you come on, devil, I ain't going to let go. But ain't that like the devil? I mean, by the time everything's going real good, you're getting along real good, he's jerking on you, trying to say, come this way. But I like that. He's like a tower. I can't get it off of him, you know. That's the way it should be. It's on there. He can't do nothing with it. I'm glad we're secure in the Lord. When he put that seal upon us, the devil been yanking the whole time like he's right here. You can't do nothing with him. Devil's like, what can I do? So he's going to try to trip him up, discourage him, depress him, and bring him down. But he's still trying to be a witness. He's still praying. He's still worshiping. You know, let go a minute. Lifting them hands and blessing the Lord. And that's the way it's got to be. You got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of God, that God will get the glory out of your life. John's telling us here in Revelation who he is. He's the Almighty. He's the soon coming King. He's coming again. Are you ready? Are you ready? Have you got things on, fixed up, and ready to go? Because he wants you to be ready. In the hour that you think not, so cometh the Son of Man. I'd hate to be walking around dragging my stuff around, nonchalant, not worried about anything. I believe I'd want to be a strong tower with something on that God can get the glory out of my life. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you this morning? You young people, when you least expect it, the Lord's going to show up. You older folks, I'm telling you, when you least expect it, the Lord's going to show up. When we all least expect it, that's when it's going to happen. That's when it'll happen. You know what else will be good? I may be in the presence of the Lord. That old farm laying in the ground, I won't be there. I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm not going to be in the ground waiting. When we die, we don't go to the ground and wait. Now, when we go back to the Old Testament, you can see that through different ones, how the soul went into the grave. But when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he did away with that. And now the Bible says, Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be what? Exactly. So we're going to be with the Lord when we leave this life. But can you imagine when that getting ready day, that moving day comes? Come up hither! And just like that, wham! Gravity's going to turn me loose. And here I go. Heaven bound. As Brother Greg says, with a hammer down. It'll be good. It'll be good. But we're ready. You can go sit down. You can take it with you if you want to. Don't take it off. What I'm telling you this morning, if you're not packed and ready, you can be. You can be. It's for you this morning. This is what Christ is doing. He's standing with outstretched arms saying, here, won't you take it? Won't you take it? I want you to get ready because I'm coming again. Now, some folks believe that he ain't coming again. They don't even believe he's the Messiah. Some would even say, well, he was just a prophet. He's a good man. I'm telling you today, I'm reporting you today, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He died and was buried and rose on the third day. And he's coming after those that are watching for his appearing. So in my last point, I'll tell you, you better be watching. Watch as I give you the scripture. In the hour that you think not, he's coming. Matter of fact, let me tell you exactly where that's at. Over there, when he said to get ready and watch, he talked about it over here in 1 Corinthians 2, where he talked about getting ready and watching. I'm telling you, you better be watching. Are you watching? How long has it been since you just stopped and looked? And you saw that cloud and you thought, I wonder if that's the one. You ever seen those clouds where they're the sun's just shining behind them and they get that silver line around them. I often think sometimes, I wonder if that's the one, because that's so beautiful. All of a sudden we'd hear the trumpet sound and the great shout, and we're headed towards that silver line cloud. And Jesus standing there going, I'll give you this. I had been grieving terribly over the loss of my daddy. And I couldn't work, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat. And I'd asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I needed some peace somehow, some way. So me and my daddy were like best friends. I didn't hang out with my buddies, I run around with my daddy. We did everything together. I loved him. He was a great inspiration in my life. And I was grieving terribly, and I asked God to help me. I said, Lord, if you would, just give me a dream, give me a vision, give me something to help me, Lord. And one night I was in a dream, and I was talking to my daddy. We'd been talking, and it was so good to talk to him. It was like it was real. But then all of a sudden, I could hear the rustling of wind. You ever heard how a piece of material flops in the wind when it's going real fast? Like that? That's what I could hear. And I noticed that it was nothing but sky. And when I looked down, I was going away from the earth. And the sound that I heard flopping in the wind was my robe at the end of my feet. This was the vision that God gave me. And when I looked over, I had my arms out like this, and there was people as far that way as I could see, and people as far as that way as I could see. And we were flying through there, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is it. And when I looked up, I couldn't see the face of Jesus, but I knew I was headed to a better place. And I'm glad that God can give us peace sometimes, even through dreams. God will speak to us and speak to our heart and help us when we can't hardly overcome grief and sorrow and things of this nature. You ask God to help you, and He'll help you with that. This is a part of getting ready. Lord, sometimes we get where we say, Lord, it's just so hard. I'm grieving so bad. And He'll give you a little breeze from heaven. You know how He does that? Sometimes He'll run over to heaven's door. Sometimes He'll just barely crack the door open and let the breeze blow. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about a breeze from heaven, amen. Sometimes He'll open it up, and when He opens up the breeze, it makes me want to go. It makes me want to run, amen. Makes me want to get on and say, Lord, take me on now. Lord, I'm ready. Call me, Lord. I'm ready. And it makes me want to run and meet this man that's called Jesus. It'll be good when we get over there. Are you ready this morning? He's let the breeze blow. You're the ones closed the door, not me. He loves you this morning. I'm reminded of the scripture. If you're here and lost without God, it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come under repentance. There's a spiritual bag ready. I'm ready for you to have it. I can't give you mine. I got mine ready. Mine's all packed up and ready. I don't give mine away. I don't give my ticket away. I couldn't give it away. But He's handing out tickets this morning. But someday soon, the ticket booth's going to be closed. And those that are ready will be called up, and there'll be many left behind. Please don't be that one that's left behind with every head bowed and every eye closed.